Pastor Jane.
Well, let's take our Bibles this morning. Yours might be on electronic edition like mine, or it might be leather bound. But either way, take your Bible, hold it up, and let's say this together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. It is the indestructible, incorruptible, everlasting, living Word of God. I receive it now by faith, and I believe that my life will forever be changed. Let's pray. Father, we do look to you today. And we expect you to minister to each one of us today, to just take your word and help us to apply it in our life. We thank you that your word will strengthen us. Your word will minister to us. It will minister to our needs today, and especially, Lord, to our need for peace. And we thank you for the peace that comes to us that you've provided for us through Christ. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are beginning a brand new series today entitled Real Peace. Anybody know anyone that might could use a little more peace in their life? We live in a very troubled world, and so we need peace, and not just peace, but real peace. And in this series, we're going to look at where does real peace come from, what's its source, and how's it defined, and most of all, how can I experience real peace? Now, every year, my family and I, we go to the mountains for a vacation in the summer. And I don't know, a couple years ago, probably about 4 years ago, we had to change cabins, and we found this cabin that we love in changing. And, you know, the first time you get to a cabin, you pull out the puzzles. Because, you know, if you've been going to a cabin for a while, you put all their puzzles together. So sure enough, we got to this lovely cabin and I pulled out the puzzles. And, you know, I love to put together puzzles, especially on vacation. And so have the little coffee table there with this big puzzles, putting it all together. And then you get to the end. Come on, you know, there is a piece missing. And you did all that work and you can't see the beauty of your work because what peace is missing? And I want to begin this series today with a message entitled The Missing Peace. And so let me take you to our text scripture that we'll use throughout this series. And it's found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. You know, one of the things that this passage tells us is that real peace is possible. In fact, Paul writing here to church, he says, may the Lord of peace give you his peace. You see, if it's real peace, and if it's coming from the Lord of peace, then it can be with you at all times and in every situation. You see, there are some people today who are missing peace altogether in their life. Peace is missing. They have no relationship with God. But there are other people who do have a relationship with God. Peace is just missing in a certain situation. And we have to ask ourselves today, where in my life is peace missing? Is there some situation where I'm disturbed or I'm really anxious, and it's stealing from me? The enemy just comes to steal. Where is he stealing your peace? Here's our promise, and this is our Christmas promise. This is our life promise. Peace is possible at all times and in every situation. Now, let me define peace for you. The word peace that's used in this particular passage is defined as a state of untroubled, undisturbed well-being. And I love that definition because here's what it speaks to. It speaks to you, me, being at peace. To be in a state of untroubled, undisturbed well-being. Your being, all is well with you. You know, you remember the story. The famous hymn is written based on this man's story. It is well with my soul. Lost all of his family coming over to America. ship went down and he's the only one saved. And people said, how are you? And he said, it is well with my soul. Peace at all times, in every situation. You see, everything may not have been well in his situation or his circumstance, but he was at peace because of the Lord of peace. And see, this is good news for every one of us, that regardless of what is happening in our troubled world or in our family or in our finances or in the overall economy, we can be at peace. In a state of untroubled and undisturbed well-being. See, here's the goal. The goal is for you to experience peace. Now, can we just take a minute and just look at what peace is not? Peace is not a perfect world. In fact, we live in a troubled world. Peace is not perfect circumstances. Some of us think that it is, because we're letting those imperfect circumstances steal our peace. As if peace were dependent upon how you feel and what's happening. Listen, this can set us free this morning. We don't have to be troubled just because there's trouble around us. And too many followers of Christ are troubled. They're anxious. They're upset. Peace is not a perfect world. Peace is not perfect circumstances. Peace is not perfect people. Although I will admit that I believe that if the people in my life would be perfect, it would bring me peace. Come on, don't we all kind of feel that way? But the truth is, they're never going to be perfect. You're not perfect. Peace is not a perfect you. See, here's the wonderful thing. You can be at peace while God is perfecting you. And while their peace is not dependent upon a perfect world or a perfect circumstance or perfect people, but here's the good news that the Bible teaches us. You can have perfect peace. Amen. Your peace can be complete. Your peace can be perfect regardless of what is happening around you. We could run the building right now. This is so good. And I wasn't talking about exercise. I was talking about, you know, just by the Spirit of God getting so excited and running. We got to have peace. Complete peace, perfect peace, real peace. It's possible. There is such a thing as perfect peace at all times and in every situation. I want to read you another definition of peace. And this is from another Greek scholar, and really it just is expanding on the one that we read before, but I like this definition because it really speaks more to the fruit of peace in describing what peace is. But here's this definition by Thayer's. It's security, safety, prosperity, and then this last word, felicity. You know, peace will make you secure. You know, I tell you what, it's easy to be insecure in this world. It's easy to be insecure in relationships. It's easy to feel like you're not prospering or you're not doing well. So many attacks. But peace brings you safety, security, prosperity, and felicity. Now, here's the definition of that word felicity. I really like this word. The word felicity is defined as extreme happiness. Don't you like that? Not just a little bit of happy. But come on, extreme happiness. You know, they have these extreme sports. Those people are crazy. I mean, come on. Oh, they're braver than I would ever be. I'm not so sure it's courage as much as I'm not sure what it is. But extreme happiness, that means you'd stand out because you're so happy. It also means, and this is key, I want you to listen to this. It means enjoyment of good. Listen to your pastor for just a minute. When you don't have peace, the kind of peace that comes from God, the kind of peace that comes because of your relationship with God through Jesus Christ, when you're not allowing that peace to rule you, you won't enjoy the good. You see, there are many times in my life where there were many good things going on, but I couldn't enjoy the good because I wasn't at peace. The enemy was stealing my peace. Maybe it was just in one situation. Maybe it was just in one circumstances. But he'd gotten me troubled. He had gotten me upset. And so then I couldn't even enjoy the good that was going on. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. There is some good going on in your life right now. God is doing some good things in you. There are some good things happening around you. There's some good. But if you don't let the peace of God rule you, you're not going to even enjoy the good. You could have a good marriage, but you're so upset about your kids. Maybe they're grown. They're making some decisions that you don't agree with, but God's doing some good things. Come on, are you enjoying the good? We've got to be able to see the good. Don't let the enemy steal. I remember one time my husband saying to me, "Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so discontent?" And you know what? Because there was one area, come on, one little area, one little thing that wasn't going the way that I thought it should go, or that I felt like God hadn't met my need, and I was losing my peace over it. I was letting the enemy steal my peace. When God has done so many good things for me, and listen, if the only good thing he has done for you is set you up for eternity, that is good. Come on, that's enough good for you to be extremely happy, because you don't have to be afraid in this world. Even if the worst possible thing that you could imagine happened, as far as maybe your life, this physical life, were taken to you, that's okay, because you're going to a better place. Peace. We got to live in this peace. Real peace is possible, but is peace missing? What are we going to do with this missing piece in our life? Well, I want to just share with you some truth from the Word of God this morning about how to handle that missing piece, what it takes to live in peace all times, in at all times and in every situation. And it begins, now listen, by faith in Jesus. Romans 5:1, probably familiar scripture to many of you. Romans 5:1 says this, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us." Well, we have peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us. In other words, now listen to me, when we put our faith in the Savior, when we put our faith in Jesus and in the power of his sacrifice, that faith in him brought us into relationship with God. Now we experience peace with God. Can I tell you something? Peace with God is an incomparable gift. There is no gift you could ever receive that can compare to having peace with God. Wow. Now, listen. Peace with God is so important, because once we have peace with God, it's the source of that peace. But you have to understand that because we're right with God now, we have a right relationship. You see, peace is about relationship. You see, we put our faith in Jesus, and then our faith, because of what Christ has done for us, not what we have done, but because of what he did, my faith is in him. And because of him, now I have the peace of God. I have peace with God. I'm in relationship with God. Peace is all about relationship. We should be experiencing peace, real peace, because we are in relationship with God. Let me put it like this. My relationship with Jeff brings me a certain level of peace. Some things I'm just not worried about, because I'm in relationship with him. He'll handle it. He'll take care of me. He'll do it. I'm at peace. Well, how about on a much grander scale? Jesus, your faith in Jesus, put you in relationship with God. That brings a sense of peace. Come on, some of you today would have a whole lot more peace if all of a sudden you found out you're related to Bill Gates. One of the greatest philanthropists of our times. Just come on, peace. What? Relationship.
Well, what about your relationship with God? Come on. Do you know who you are? You are related to God. You're in relationship with Him. But what is that relationship based on? It's based on your faith in what Jesus has done. Faith in Jesus brings peace. Now, how's that relationship you have with God? Jesus brings you in relationship with God and puts you in a place where you have peace with God. But how about the next step? How about the peace of God? You see, the peace of God is that peace that we can experience at all times and in every situation. That is priceless. You are going to need the peace of God in this world. Remember one of the definitions of peace? I'm talking about God's peace. I'm talking about real peace. One of the definitions of the peace of God is prosperity. And you see, and the reason why you want peace in every situation, when things, maybe just fall apart, in your marriage, maybe tragedy strikes. I don't know what happens. Maybe financially things go awry. But you want the peace of God because that's the only way you're going to prosper. That's the only way that God's going to be able to turn that around. Peace is prosperity. When you get all worked up and you start trying to solve things yourself, listen, let me tell you something. I could be Miss Queen Problem Solver. I am to use a Southern term, I am a fixer. Yes. I like to fix people. If you want to be fixed, just come to me. I will fix you. Come on. I like to fix situations. And part of it's my personality. And some of that's a good thing. One time I was working with a coach and she was saying, remember, your personality, you always want to build, create, and fix. So anything goes wrong, you're going to build something, you're going to create something, or you're going to fix something. Because you got to do something. You know what we have to do? We have to have peace. And that peace is based on our faith in Jesus, and the fact that because we have faith in Jesus, we now have access. Now listen, we have access to all that God is and all that God has, and that alone can be the source of our peace. It can't be your creativity. It can't be your ability to problem solve. It can't be your bank account. It has to come from the fact that you are in relationship with Almighty God who loves you and cares for you. So therefore, you can be at peace in any situation and at all times. Because the Lord of peace is going to give you peace. He's going to make you feel secure in the most insecure situation. He's going to make you feel safe in the most unsafe conditions. Come on, He's the God of peace. That does deserve an amen. Come on. Now listen, once we have peace with God, we need to learn how to experience the peace of God. Too often, those of us who have peace with God are missing the peace of God. Can we just fess up this morning? We say we believe in Christ, but in some area of our life, we are missing peace. Now listen, remember that cabin and that puzzle? Well, when I was missing that piece, you know what I did? I started searching for that missing piece. I moved the furniture. I looked through all the other puzzles. Here's my question. Are you looking in the right place for the missing piece? Have you considered that you need to go back to your basics? And it really is faith in Jesus. It's your faith. It's where peace began with you. And that is peace with God came when you trusted in Jesus. Well, are you trusting in Jesus where you are right now for God to come through for you?
One of the hardest things, the most challenging things that you and I ever do is believe that God will do it for us. Mm-hmm. We got to work on that because God gets no glory. He's proved to us he'll do it for us. He sent Jesus for us. He's written a Bible that tells us all the promises that can be ours. But come on, we got to build our faith. We got to quit doing things that tear down our faith. Say things that tear down our faith. Talk things to others that tear down our faith. Talk about the problem. We got to begin to speak peace. Got to realize Jesus is our peace. Ephesians 2:14. It says, for Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. Well, now here he's talking about the Jewish nation who are always close to God, God's chosen people, and the Jews who are the Gentiles who represented those who were far away from God. And he said, Jesus has brought us all together and has removed anything that would be hostile between us. You see, Jesus brought you peace with God and he's removed your sin. He's removed anything, any kind of hostility that keep you away from God. And this was all God's plan to bring you in, to bring you close. You know why you want to be close to him? So you can hear what he says. So he'll do things for you. So you can ask. So you can receive. Come on. It's going to get better. Peace. You're growing in peace. I love what the New King James says in this passage. Just verse 14. It says, for he himself is our peace. Referring to Jesus. I love that passage. I quote it often. I've meditated on it through the years. He himself is my peace. My peace is not the circumstance. My peace is not somebody. My peace is not an amount of money. Come on, folks. Peace is Jesus himself. He is our peace. And he is why you and I can have peace at all times and in every situation. I've been through some rough places with people. I'll never forget years ago, I got a call on a Saturday night. And it was the sister of a little 8-year-old. The little 8-year-old had been adopted by this family. And the older sister called me and she said, Michelle is dead. This was a healthy little girl. Last Sunday she'd been children's church. I said, what? And she said, you need to come to the hospital. Michelle just died. 8 years old. Healthy, as far as we knew. Gone. Man, I was crushed all of a sudden. I'm driving to the hospital and think, how am I going to minister to these parents? You know, I called a pastor friend of mine. Sometimes it's good to call for help. And I said, listen, this just happened. An 8-year-old girl, she's died suddenly. And he said, just be there. Just be there. Just go be there. Don't come up with something smart to say. Don't try to have answers. We don't know the answer. Just be there. And you know what? That's this peace. That's this peace. Jesus is just there for you. So you know that everything's going to be okay. Everything's not okay, but you know it's going to be okay because you've got him. He is our peace. Ephesians 2:17 and 18 goes on and it says this, he brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him and peace to the Jews who were near. Now, all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. You see, it's back to that peace is relationship because what Jesus did is Jesus made a way for us to get to God the Father. Ooh, now when things fall apart in my life or in my circumstance because of my faith in Jesus, I can go to God and he will heal me. He will strengthen me. He will provide answers for me. Oh, what peace. Oh, I'm excited about this message. Whoever's preaching this is doing really well. Come on, I want you to have that kind of peace.
Listen, I can't promise you that your circumstances will all be perfect. Jesus, in fact, himself said that in this world, you're going to have trouble. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, then we're going to believe for trouble. No, I'm talking about things that are out of your control. We can certainly have faith, certain amount of faith for our family, our circumstances. You understand that. But we live in a troubled world. We got to have peace. Listen, because we have access to God, we can access his wisdom, his power, his favor. We can be at peace. Faith in Jesus is the answer to missing peace. Why? Because it gives us access to God. You see, my relationship with Jeff gives me access to his wallet. Come on. Now, you don't have access to his wallet because you don't have that kind of relationship. But that brings me peace. Extreme happiness. Security. Come on. You got God's wallet. Why are you living like that? You got God's wallet. If you need peace, if you need joy, if you need wisdom, if you need healing, if you need answers. I want to share with you just a couple of things right now as we begin to close. I've got 10 minutes. I think I can cover these things in 10 minutes. Well, we said that sometimes we're just missing peace in an area of our life. And I want to talk about some common areas where we might be missing peace or ways that we might be missing peace. I want to talk about missing forgiveness. You know, and it could be that we're missing forgiveness altogether. If you haven't ever come to Christ, you can come to Christ and find the peace that comes from being forgiven. But then some of us, even after we come to Christ, well, all of us after we come to Christ need forgiveness, but some of us have a hard time receiving it. And our peace is missing because forgiveness is missing. We got to put our faith back in Jesus. I want to tell you a story about a woman. You're probably familiar with it. She's a broken woman. In fact, she was called a woman of the night, prostitute. But she came to Jesus. And I tell you what, she found peace. She found forgiveness. And Jesus was eating dinner at a religious leader's home. And she goes into the home and she begins to wipe Jesus's feet with her tears. And then she dries them with her hair, literally loving on him. Well, this religious leader sees this woman and he's thinking all of a sudden he's not at peace because this is happening in his house. And he's thinking if Jesus knew what kind of a woman she was, he wouldn't be letting her do that. He wouldn't be having that going on. He's not at peace. And then Jesus speaks to him. Listen to what Jesus says. Luke 7:44 says, Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. She has shown me much love, but a person who is forgiven little shows only little love. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. The men at the table said among themselves, who is this man that he goes around forgiving sins? Now listen, verse 50, and Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Amen. Go in peace. You know, I just knowing human nature, knowing people, I'm sure there's some of us that are sitting here this morning, that really the peace that is missing in our life is we've not received forgiveness. Maybe we haven't even asked for it. Maybe we haven't even acknowledged to God that what we did was wrong. Or maybe this morning we have and we're living under the guilt and the weight of that sin. Listen, can you just like this woman, just put your faith in Jesus? And then Jesus will say to you, hey, go in peace. Why are you not at peace about what you did or what you didn't do? Just ask for forgiveness and then go in peace. You see, when you find that place of forgiveness and that place of peace, you'll also find the strength to overcome that sin, that problem, that challenge next time. But you won't find it if you don't have peace. And here's what you got to remember. This woman, she experienced peace.
Simon, who was a religious leader, very religious, the Prince of Peace was in his home, and he was without peace. Faith in Jesus. The woman dared to enter the Pharisee's home. She dared to take the chance of touching Jesus. Jesus could misunderstand. After all, look what kind of woman she was. But her faith in Jesus caused her to have such peace that she went in and then she left in peace. How about missing help? How many of you know when you're not healthy physically in your body, it'll steal your peace? There was a woman who had been suffering for 17 years. You know her story. I'm going to read it here in Mark 5:27. It says she heard about Jesus. So she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Verse 29, immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. And look down at verse 34. It says, and he said to her, and this is Jesus saying to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. You know, maybe for some, you need to put faith in Jesus to forgive you. Maybe in others, you need to put faith in him as healer. That your physical unrest is stealing your peace. And you just need to build your faith in Jesus as your healer. Peace at all times and in every situation. It all is wrapped up in faith in Jesus. How's your faith? How's your peace? How about peace in a storm? This is where most of us lose our peace, especially those of us that already have peace with God. Well, you know, that's natural. The disciples who walked with Jesus, we'll read the story here, how they lost peace in the midst of a storm. And the Prince of Peace was right there physically with them. Well, the Prince of Peace is living in us. But listen what happens here. Mark 4:37, it says, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And of course, they're referring to Jesus. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Now listen, can I tell you this? If you have no faith, you have no peace. Peace will be missing. And one of the things the enemy does in each of our lives is he sends storms. And he sends storms so that we can, to steal our faith so that we will lose our peace. And when we lose our peace, we're full of fear. And instead of doing faith things, we do fear things. We do things out of fear instead of out of faith. I've done it. Well, can I tell you this? If you're lacking faith, wake Jesus up. Just go to him and say, Jesus, I'm fearful right now. You need to help me. I know maybe I should know better. Maybe I should have more faith, but you need to be awake right now in this day today. You need to be with me today. Amen. Come on. Now listen, here's the why Jesus rebuked them. It's because he had said, let's go to the other side. He'd given them a word. You see, they weren't in the boat doing their own thing. Jesus had said, let's go. And somewhere along the line, they lost faith in his word. They didn't trust his word. You see, so often to have faith in Jesus, or really for us, to have faith in Jesus is to have faith in his word. And what word has Jesus spoken to you? What promise in this Bible have you lost faith in? And it stole your peace. Can I just remind you today that God's word works, that Jesus sacrificed his life so that every promise in that book could be yours. Can I just tell you today, stir up your faith. And if you have to, wake Jesus up. Amen. Say, Pastor Jan, you know, I can't literally wake Jesus up. You can talk to him. You can praise him. That'll wake him up. You wake them up in your life.
Said, where is peace missing in your life today? Can I remind you that real peace is possible? And real peace, the kind of peace that comes from the Lord of peace, is possible at all times and in every situation. And that means your situation. Can you just agree with me on that this morning? Can you just acknowledge this morning? Come on, my situation. Come on, raise your hand. My situation. Come on, your situation. Come on, whatever. Say it again. My situation. Come on, my situation. Peace for my situation. One more time. Peace for my situation. Now I want you to say this. Say, Jesus, you are my peace in every situation. Listen, if you want peace at all times and in every situation, then keep your faith in Jesus all the time. Amen. Did you get something out of that this morning? I hope that you did. Let's bow our heads as we close out this service today. Lord Jesus.